Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another segment of this program, Blue My Soul Platform, where we discuss about wonderful songs from the oldies, where we interact with wonderful artists, both in the past and in the present. But today we have someone very special, someone whose song has spawned for more than half a century. We call him the Prince of Soul. And he's a very, very wonderful person. I really love to, like to introduce this person to you. And his name is Marvin Gaye. Let's welcome Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye. thank you. Thank you very much for having me on this special occasion. Your program, Bloomer, I'm so grateful. And, I just came back from California and just, when I got your call that, you wanted to, have an episode with me and, I just had to rush down here in Las Vegas to, have this show with you. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Marvin. I'm glad you could make it to this wonderful, segment of this program. I have so many, questions for you, but, we're going to take it one step at a time, so. But first of all, I'm grateful, and I believe that my audience too are really, interested in hearing what you have to tell us about, yourself, some things that we don't know. And I would go this way with the first question. Marvin, your music has really touched millions of artists. Your music has, been sampled in by different artists. Jay-Z, Kanye West, and one of the most wonderful artists in our time, and also in movies, Sexual Healing, Let's Get It On, and many of your wonderful songs, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Can you just share with us a pivotal moment, your experience that inspired one of your most iconic songs? Can you just share with us? I've really loved music, and I've really loved good music. I've had lots of songs that I enjoy so much with my fellow artists that we sang together, Diana Ross, Kim Weston, Tammy Terrell, a lot of people that I've done music with, and every music that I've sang back in the days of, has always been, special to me in one way or the other. And I sing with my mood, and if I'm happy, I sing happy music. If I'm sad, I sing sad music. If I'm honey, I sing, love songs and sexy movie, sexy songs, and every moment I've sang all the songs, it always bring the real Marvin Gaye. So I've really done a lot of music. So what actually inspires my music is the mood I'm in at the time, and I've just what I feel. Like I said, if I'm happy, I sing happy music. If I feel like I'm getting too far away from God, I sing, songs that brings me back, like this my song. Don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. At that time I was, I was losing it, taxes, troubles from my divorce, and, from Anna. Janice rather, that's the key to me making my music. When you look at Sexual Healing and look at the lyrics, I've enjoyed singing my songs based on how I feel at the time. So thank you. All right, Marvin, thank you for that. The second question goes this way, and your ability to infuse emotions into your music is remarkable. Like, how do you tap into your own feelings and experience, you know, to create such soulful and, you know, relatable song? Like, okay, let me say this. There was a time I was with my wife, and, you know, it was all blue and, you know, so boring. And I took out my picks of Marvin Gaye, I can't remember, Sexual Healing, and I played this song, and, you know, get up, get up, get up, get up. You know, the moment my wife listened to that song, she you know, she sprung into action, and that night we made love, you know. But the question, how do you, like, when you sing those songs, how do you, like, put that emotion in it and, you know, make people also feel what you feel in your song? How do you do that, Marvin?
You know, well, you know, it's just gift from God. That's why I'm Marvin. I just love, you know, when I do something, I love to do it passionately. I just love to do it passionately. I put all my energy into my song, and I, like I said, when I sing songs like that, it depends on the kind of mood I'm in, you know, that makes me, if I feel cheered upon, I sing those kind of songs. And if I'm sad, I sing sad music. If I'm happy, I sing happy music. And if I'm emotional, I sing emotional songs that, you know, and I just do it, you know, it's just from God. I can't say much about that, but, you know, I just feel connected to that, to the instruments and everything around me at the time, that makes me, you know, wants to like unleash the inner part of me. That is out of me. I just wanted to, you know, just party it out, and you know, that is, you know, just it, just do it. That's, you know, that's why I'm having. All right, Marvin. All right, you know, it's just so spectacular that you can do that. You know, it's really spectacular. Moving to my next question, Marvin. Okay, there is a song you released in the year 1972. What's going on? You know, it's considered a timeless anthem that addresses social issues. In today's world, you know, what message from that song do you think still resonates the most, and why? What's going on? I had a lot of issues about what's going on when I tried to sing that song, when I tried to record that song, you know, in Motown. And Barry Gordy said, you know, I shouldn't do that song, that, you know, the people are not gonna buy it, you know, it's gonna jeopardize my career. And I said, I don't care, you know. You know, I sang about, you know, social justice. I sang about, and what's going on, it's about, you know, what's going on in the country of America, and, you know, corruption, taxes, you know, the social movement and every other thing that, you know, made me really sad. And I just wanted to make a song to address that kind of issue about the police brutality, and, you know, just wanted to make people know that, you know, things can be done correctly. And I didn't know it was gonna be, I knew something good was gonna come out about this song, but people like Barry Gordy and, you know, my manager, they didn't want me to sing that song. And, you know, and I was like, oh, you know, if you don't release this song, then I'm not gonna give you any song again. And Barry was like, no, Marvin, you're not gonna do that. And I said, yeah, I'm gonna do it. If you don't release this song, then, you know, we're done. So Barry Gordy had to work on, you know, the music and release the music. You know, at first, you know, people were like, oh, is he trying to rage against the white people or the people in power or something? And, you know, some people actually got the message and they really love it. And maybe that's why they music has been, you know, a tremendous success to my career as a musician. And, you know, they just love it.
All right, Marvin. Because I knew that you went through well before that song could be released. You know, let's get it on. You know, you've done so much on that song, and you know, let's get it on is one of my favorite songs. That I really love that. So you know, your collaboration with other artists like Dan Ross, Tammy Terrell, and many other wonderful artists that you've done, you know, songs with. You know, could you, you know, share the same story of one of your most memorable musical partnerships and how it imparted your creative process?
I would say that one of my most iconic collaboration was with Tammy Terrell, Blessed Memory. Tammy, I really love Tammy. We made wonderful songs, you know. And when she passed away, I thought about quitting music, you know. And I got a lot of encouragement from my wife, Janice, and you know, from my family. I couldn't get myself together. It was, you know, the chemistry of me and Tammy was very wonderful. And you know, we blend so well that nothing could actually come in between us. And you know, we shared so much. And the other person I've actually really loved was Dan Ross. Dan Ross used to be a very, very wonderful artist. You know, she's very, very good songwriter. She's really good, and we really made very wonderful songs together. And I really love her so much. And Kim Weston is, you know, another wonderful wonderful person that, you know, we've shared a lot together. And we really did really enjoy our conversation. You know, the way we make music in the studio, and you know, the way we, you know, we roll with each other, and you know, I've always had a wonderful partnership with all these the female artists, at Motown before moving on to the new record label that, you know, I went after, CBS Records. Also did so much for me, and it's been very wonderful, you know, process working with those wonderful people. You know, thank you. All right, Marvin. You know, we've spent a lot of time, you know, these questions, and I just have one more question for you, Marvin. Your career has seen both tremendous success and personal challenges. How have your struggles influenced your music, and what advice would you give to aspiring artists facing similar obstacles? Well, I don't have much to say about this, because, you know, I haven't lived a great life, and, you know, drugs, women. I love women. I really do love women. I really do love women. You know, I love fast cars and fast women. Yeah, all sorts of stuff. I love fast cars. I love fast women. You know, I've spent my money after my success. About I heard it through the grapevine. You know, I made a lot of money from my head through the grapevine. Oh, I've been wondering how I knew. I really love that that song so much. I didn't know it was gonna bring me a lot of tremendous success to me. And you know, as Marvin, I, you know, it actually launched me into the next career of my life. And after I sang so many songs, you know, that didn't really earn me a Grammy, I got depressed at the time. and I didn't know what to do. So, but I kept pushing. So, one of my advice to the young upcoming artist is, you know, you just have to keep pushing. You know, you just have to listen to yourself. You just have to sing about yourself. You just have to, you know, you just have to love yourself. When you love yourself, that's when you know what to sing about. If you don't love yourself, you won't be able to sing about anything. So you just have to love yourself first and, you know, relax, you know, and rest so much. And, you know, don't fool around. You know, like I always say, don't fool around with women. You know, don't do drugs. Drugs ain't good for you, and, you know, it's gonna destroy your career. And you have to spend wisely. When the money start coming in, you have to spend it well and invest your money so you don't go broke. And you know, you just have to be yourself. When you're singing, you have to be yourself. That's the originality of you. That's why we call it an individual artist. And so you just have to be yourself. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. All right, Marvin, I'm really grateful that, you know, you were able to share about yourself and your struggle through the years that you've been a musician. And I'm really grateful that you spoke about something that actually got me impressed about, that you should not do drugs. And you know, because some of our musicians today are into drugs and all that. But, you know, I'm really glad you talked about drugs and women, because of the situation we have today. Now we have the young ones, you know, when they feel like they know how to sing, the next thing is that they do drugs and actually destroys their life. So I'm really grateful for that, Marvin. Thank you so much. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know, before we end the show, can you just you know, kind of sing for us? And we would really like to, you know, I really need to sing. Oh, come on, Blue Boy, just I was just saying, yeah, well, you can drive for us. And okay, all right, okay, let me think about this. Okay, what do you want me to sing? I want you to sing, I would like my audience to, you know, oh, okay, someone said, oh, sing me, oh, let's get it on. Okay, yeah, can you do that for us, Marvin? All right, I'll try. All right, oh. I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold back my feelings for so long. And if you feel me like I feel, baby, come on, oh, come on, let's get it on. Hi, baby, let's get it on. Let's love, baby, let's get it on. Oh, Marvin, thank you, Marvin. That was a very wonderful one. And before we end the show today, I'll be leaving you with the latest music that was released about Marvin. That was 50 years after the release of Let's Get It On album. And this is a deluxe album of Let's Get It On. And I'll be playing you Let's Get It On, the demo. Thank you, Marvin, for coming on our show. God bless you.
I've been trying for so long, baby.
Trying for so long.
Trying to hold back the
trying
so long.
Yeah. Woo. Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
You know.
Children,
I know. Thank you. God bless you all. Love you all, darling.